On the 22nd of July 2018, I was sitting in a room around 100 people listening to Bob Proctor at his Matrix event. At one point in the meeting, we started looking questioningly at each other. What is he talking about? Bob was repeatedly mentioning seagulls. And we were thinking, what have seagulls got to do with anything? The slides came up on screen, and it transpired Bob was talking about seagulls. You and I are very familiar with the concept and various techniques of goal setting. I doubt there are many people who haven't been encouraged to set SMART goals relating to what they should be achieving at work as an employee or as a business owner. According to my friend and coach Phil Olley, and I agree, SMART goals don't work. And SMART goals aren't goals. The acronym means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. Usually they're couched in terms like, our goal is to increase sales by 10%, which means just do what we were doing, but do it harder and faster. In other words, the how is known and understood. In Bob's thesis, these aren't really goals, although they might qualify as what he calls A goals, otherwise known as actions to be taken or activities to be carried out, which are part of an overriding A goal, which is a plan. What about C goals? And of course, B goals. How do they fit in? C is the highest order of goal. It's not really a goal at all, but a vision or dream. Your C goal, and there can only be one of them at any one time, is the ultimate vision of what you want, really want, in your life. It is, for now, your ultimate chosen destiny. Seagulls don't last forever. They're usually set for 5 or 10 years because life changes, our environment and our situation changes, and when we achieve the dream, we'll inevitably, without fail, develop another dream, another seagull. When you and I construct our seagulls, we'll have a clear idea of the outcome we're looking for. The more detailed, the better. But we need to allow all the little details to develop along the way, because things will change. And what's available for us now will be superseded with something better. The definition of our seagull should always end with this or something better, to allow for circumstantial and environmental changes. The essence of a seagull is we know what we want, but most likely have no idea how we're going to achieve it. So the next step is to break it down into B goals, key components of the overall vision, each of which, taken separately, we have some idea of the approach to take, but less idea of what the how involves. A B goal is an area of the vision separate from the other elements of the vision, so the C goal can have an unlimited number of supporting B goals, breaking the dream down into parts within which we can develop the nitty-gritty goals, the A goals, from which the plan for achieving the B goal is created. This is where the action starts. Each part of the A goal is something you know exactly how to do, exactly what you want to do, and exactly in which order things need to be done. We would compare this with SMART goals, which is often a continuous process, usually relating to something we've done before and know how to achieve by working harder or faster. A goals, however, have characteristics not included in SMART. First, they must be carried out in the right order, a basic project management technique, and within the activities. Second, they are small, simple, straightforward, and finite, one-off activities and not continuous processes. The only proviso with A goals is the how. There may not be things we personally know how to do, in which case it's a question, as Dan Sullivan would put it, of who, not how. You or I may need to find someone else who knows how to achieve the outcome we're looking for. We go from the big picture sea goals to a series of activities and actions within the plans for each of our B goals. But here's the catch. As one of my former mentors, Trevor Mills, said when addressing an assembly of MBA students at Warwick Business School, a plan is no use until it deteriorates into action. Find your seagull, create your goals, make your plans, just do it.